need to anything, no. I just go on my own. One policeman come catch me. They ask me who I be, where I they go. I tell them say I they go up. I don't do anything, no. The man come say, I there among the protesters. I say, I go, oh God, I don't do anything. He come, they beat me, they slap me. Before I know anything that happens, the other police officers, they reach my cell phone, come join and they beat me. I don't even do anything. They come, they beat me. The next thing, they come push me. Go the black man, carry me go station. I didn't do anything, no. I didn't do anything, no.
Watu ti bere, sinise buse. Oh 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 oh, watu ti bere, oh oh oh.
As long as I permit. You are free, you say. But turn a blind eye when I harm you, because speaking up will cost you this very freedom that you are free to have. When freedom is so freely taken away, snatched like thieves in the middle of the night, leaving me bare, naked, wounded. When my heart skips at the sight of my protector, when saying please do not kill me can cost me my life, and standing right there can send me to prison, what then is this freedom that we speak of? Is your freedom synonymous with oppression? When you say to me that I cannot exercise my constitutional right to peacefully protest, and that to protest is to forfeit my fundamental human right to breathe, is that freedom? You push and push and push to see how far you can go, how much I can take, how fast I can break, how long before I recoil in fear, never to speak up again. If I cannot say to you that your hand on my neck is cutting off the air that I breathe, I die. But when I say to you that your hand on my neck is cutting off the air that I breathe, you strangle me still. I cannot speak. I cannot breathe. What then is this freedom that you speak of? A freedom that is handed me with my hands bound with chains, forced to sit in a black maria for simply asking that you do better. Stripped, humiliated, broken. This is not freedom.
No, 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 no.
Google defines freedom as the state of not being imprisoned or enslaved. It defines oppression as a cruel or unjust treatment or exercise of authority. So freedom, you say? No. I think that you mispronounced oppression.
Second. Now, if I ask you, what precisely is the problem with this Nigerian nation? What will you tell me? I chop politics. Abi, ethnicity. Religiosity. Mediocrity. And all kinds of problems. But let me tell you, give it whatever grammatical coloration that you like. We are all dealing with deep corruption. Greed. Ijakuja, in short, only. Long throat. That's exactly the problem. But you see, Nigeria is such a blessed nation, rich in abundance, you know, in human and natural resources. That is enough to help us develop and advance as a nation. But then what happens? Since we gained independence, we have been so bedeviled by all kinds of, complicated cantankerous and convoluted problems. But let us give thanks to our forefathers who, you know, fought for our freedom, for us. After that, what happens? So what we face nowadays are leaders who deliberately impose and inflict all kinds of problems on us as citizens. They put themselves in power because of their selfish ambition. They don't even do that. They even bring their children and children's children and even generations yet unborn in positions of power. But let me tell you, all of that will change. And they steal public fund with impunity and loot our collective wealth and cause all kinds of economic crisis and poverty for citizens of the nation. There is so much insecurity in the land. Boko Haram is all over the place, causing all kinds of mayhem. There is incessant looting and confusion all over the place by farmers. Herdsmen are attacking people in different communities. But look, this is a message for our youths. If you are a youth, it is not a time for you to start killing and maiming people. This is a message for the youth. Look, this is not a time for killing or maiming or causing all kinds of havoc anywhere in your community. We have to all come together and fight this monster called corruption. The late MKO Abiola said it. Agbajowo Olafisoya. You cannot clap with one hand. Ajejiowoko Yogberudori. Meaning that Nigeria has become a cooperative venture where everybody and all hands will be on deck. We must fight corruption to a standstill. We must have the fear of God and ensure that we promote moral principles. No more chop a chop.
Yes.
Remove nepotism.
Yes.
Put an end to mediocrity.
Yes.
Let us fight corruption forever.
Yes, oh. Yes, oh. Fellow Nigerians.
Nigeria and bad governance, so it's okay.